You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Presented by Bose. Bose frames look like regular sunglasses, but tiny speakers hidden in the temples create an immersive experience unlike any other. Go to Bose.com to find out more. Let's all chill about processed foods. The term processed foods is a turnoff for most healthy eaters, but that might be more than a little unfair. In fact, not only are processed foods not necessarily unhealthy, they are essential for people around the world to get the nutrition they need. While processing can allow for the addition of ingredients like sugar or corn syrup, it also allows for foods to be supercharged with nutrients and preservatives that make them healthier and last longer. As the population increases, you can expect even more processing to make sure the food supply becomes as efficient as possible. Amazon employees will walk out over the company's climate change inaction. Over 900 Amazon employees have signed an internal petition pledging to walk out over their employer's lack of action on climate change. The demonstration, scheduled for September 20, will mark the first time in Amazon's 25-year history that workers at its Seattle headquarters have walked off the job. The group has three demands: for Amazon to stop donating to politicians and lobbying groups that deny the reality of climate change, to stop working with oil and gas companies to optimize fossil fuel extraction, and to achieve zero carbon emissions by 2030. And now for today's fast fact: 419 million. That's how many phone numbers were exposed in a database associated with Facebook accounts, adding to a long thread of the company losing control of your sensitive data. Facebook did tell TechCrunch that the dataset is old, but that isn't especially comforting, considering most people don't change their phone numbers very often. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.